Much of the debate on KET-TV, the Phoenix PBS affiliate, featured Republican Jeff Flake and Democrat Richard Carmona trading charts of who's flip-flopping on their positions. The attacks come as some polls show the race is close despite the Republican voter registration edge. Carmona has sought to portray himself as not just another Democrat, citing his service as Surgeon General in the Bush administration and the fact he was an independent until recently. Flake sought to undermine that after Carmona said he supports earmarks, special funding requests federal lawmakers put into spending bills, saying they help Arizona get needed money for roads and other infrastructure to create jobs.
He's only been a Democrat a year now, but he has adopted the Democrat playbook through and through, that the source of jobs in this country is the federal government and not businesses and entrepreneurs. This notion that we have to have the federal government to provide incentives for business, what we really need is surety on taxes and then to get a moratorium on these burdensome regulations that are strangling business in the state.
Carmona, in turn, chided Flake for refusing to seek earmarks, even when sought by state and local officials.
The fact of the matter is that all earmarks are not pork. There are necessities that the federal government can provide. And the congressman has been in Congress for 12 years. He has had this ideological streak.
The whole debate bemused libertarian Mark Victor.
We have a $16 trillion debt. Earmarks account for 0.5% of the federal budget. I mean, of course, fine, we're better off without earmarks, but talking about that is like talking about a drop of water in the ocean.
One of the places Flake accused Carmona of changing his position is over the Federal Affordable Care Act. Carmona has said he supports what's been labeled Obamacare. But Carmona said Wednesday he would not have voted for the measure had he been in Congress at the time because it's not sustainable.
I've always said, as Surgeon General and before, the fact is, as a nation, we could come together and not politicize health care, but make sure that all people have access to health care. But when we look at adding 32 million people into the system, the way the business plan is set up to take money from the doctors, money from the hospitals, they're already being threatened. They're not signing up to take more Medicare patients.
Flake found himself defending his record on immigration. At one time, Flake was out far ahead of his party, promoting reform that included allowing the 11 million illegal immigrants already here to remain. Flake said his position has not changed. What has changed is the politics of the situation.
For 10 years, I worked on this issue and hit my head against the brick wall like everyone else. Myself, Senator Kyle, Senator McCain realized that until we have better border security, nobody will trust the federal government to move ahead on the other items.
And Flake said there is an example of what a secure border looks like.
The Yuma sector, we have operational security there, or operational control, which is loosely defined as if an illegal alien crosses a border, we have a reasonable expectation of catching them.
He said that's what's needed in the Tucson sector. But Carmona said that's just an excuse for delay.
The congressman trying to take what's happening in Yuma and transfer it to Tucson sector doesn't necessarily transfer very easily. Fact of the matter is, we need comprehensive immigration reform. We need it now.
Two other debates are scheduled, one next week in Tucson and the other 10 days after that in Yuma. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.